USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Six of the people running for president took the stage in Las Vegas for another Democratic debate. Former Vice President Joe Biden was asked if taxes will go up for small businesses when he becomes president.
No. Taxes on small business won't go up. Matter of fact, we're going to make sure there's more money available for small businesses in the Latino community and the black community to be able to get the capital to start businesses.
Senator Amy Klobuchar was asked about immigration.
Ted Kennedy asked me to work on the first immigration bill. We were able with President Bush to at least get that bill to a vote. I'm sorry, but Senator Sanders actually opposed that bill, and I worked on it, and if we had gotten that bill done, there would have been a path to citizenship for so many people. Then I worked on the 2013 bill. I'm actually so proud of the work I've done on immigration reform.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up and I'm feeling better and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There's a warning from the governor of Mississippi after dangerous flooding in Jackson. He says, it's not over yet. Governor Tate Reeves gave an optimistic outlook on flooding in the state. High water is dropping below flood stage, but...
We do not expect that the water level will drop below 33 feet until Friday.
Governor Reeves says thankfully there have been no deaths or serious injuries from the flooding so far. But for now, they're asking residents to stay out of their flooded homes.
We don't want individuals going into their home and putting themselves in harm's way.
Reeves says... Damage assessments will be critical to meeting federal standards for aid to assist in their recovery. More cases of the coronavirus have been confirmed on that cruise ship in Japan. There are more than 620 confirmed cases on that Diamond Princess. There are now more than 75,000 cases of the virus worldwide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After receiving a get-out-of-jail-free card from President Trump, one former governor is speaking out. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
One day after being released from a prison in Colorado, former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is slamming prosecutors who brought the case against him.
From beginning to end, this was persecution masquerading as prosecution.
Blagojevich, speaking outside his Chicago home, also says that the criminal justice system is broken.
I hope now, looking to the future, that I can draw from my life experience and do something to try to fight to help people who've been wrongfully incarcerated or those who have been over-sentenced.
The Major League Baseball commissioner has made a formal apology. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
I'd like to present Jim Crane with the first ever Commissioner's Trophy for the Astros.
Commissioner Robert Manfred's reference to the World Series trophy as being just a piece of metal came as he was saying a few days ago that he did not intend to strip the Houston Astros of their 2017 World Series title despite their sign-stealing scandal. Now he says...
There is no greater pleasure in this job than awarding that trophy. I understand what it means, and again, it was a mistake to say what I said.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.